everyone, I'm Salsa. Here, I will discuss about things related to Korea that are in great demand by all teenagers. For example, K-drama or K-pop like EXO and BTS. But this time, I will tell you a little about one of the Korean films that are much in demand by people because of the storyline and also the case. The film titled The King Eternal Monarch, starring Lee Min Ho. And then, long story short, Lee Gon captured Man Pan Sin Jeo and Kyle Lee Lim. It met all those who were exchanged into the two worlds returned to their respective origins. Interestingly, Jung Tae-eol's memory of Lee Gon was not lost. In the Republic of Korea, Jung Tae-eol continues to work as a detective. But without Kang Sin-jae, who grew up to inherit his father's business after surviving an accident when he was little. An adult, Lee Jin-hoon works as a member of the Navy. Whereas Eun-suk has no memory of Jo-young and he is officially dating Nari. On the other hand, Jo-young remembers but chooses not to reunite with Eun-suk. Jo-young also secretly had a relationship with Seung-ah. Another twist plot in the world of Korea Empire is Go Seo-ryong, who is not the prime minister but a prisoner of corruption. The surprising this is that Luna becomes his adopted sister and also work as a detective with Kang Sin-jae twins. The position of Prime Minister was replaced by Secretary Moo at the inauguration ceremony of the Prime Minister. Chai actor Seo-woo Jin appeared as the child. Okay, that's all from me. Thank you.